Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rainbow, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me feeling when you say I love you.
That's Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Bring this back. One of the classics. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chad Moutre is here. Chad's with Chief Economist with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. org, and he's been a member of our brain trust now for almost a couple of decades. We're talking about the most recent manufacturers survey, Outlook survey, what small business and medium and large manufacturers think about their future. The news is good. All the arrows are up on all your elements of your outlook. I see here Chad, but there are further internals that I want you to talk about, because just moving around the marketplace, talking to manufacturers, talking to construction, talking to a lot of different folks, there's a supply chain crisis going on right now. Availability of products, availability of people to transport, availability of people to get it in and out of a warehouse. The products themselves, the movers themselves, and it's a real problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but for the first time in the 10 years that I've been doing the survey at the NAM, the number one issue was increased raw material costs. So you had 76% of our members say that. That really speaks to the supply chain and transportation challenges that many companies are facing, right? And you noted it, right? I hear it all the time about increased costs of metals, and obviously you mentioned construction, lumber. Just a whole host of commodity prices have gone up very significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, manufacturers are ramping up, but they also ramped down last year, and so I think that challenge is one that is vexing for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
The pipeline
got aborted, and now they're trying to crank it back up, and they're having issues with that. The pipeline's got a bubble in it. It's got some air locks in it.
And demand is very, 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 very strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And imports are very strong. And so I also hear from a lot of members that they have product sitting offshore waiting to come in, right? There's a lot of, you know, there's cargo waiting out there waiting to get into the ports, which there's a huge bottleneck there, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, you know, companies have had to you know, obviously you hear about the chip shortage for autos and for other
products. That got even worse recently because of a fire in Japan.
Yeah,
did you see that? Two-thirds of one of the major chip makers for automobiles, two-thirds of their inventory burned up recently.
Yeah. And so, you know, that obviously forces the topic you and I have talked about a long time, which is supply chain reassessment, right?
Yes.
Which they're doing. In the meantime, obviously, you know, some companies are having to air freight products in so that they can, you know, do the production
which
that they
costs
need.
Costs more?
Yeah. So logistics costs are up very substantially. This year, I think the estimates are probably 10% increase in transportation costs for manufacturers. So I think, you know, all of those things are significant.
I mean, I talked to a truck company executive last week, and he can't get drivers.
Yes, that's the other big issue. And much like for manufacturers, you know, finding talent is a challenge, even in an environment where you have about 9.5 million fewer workers than you did last year, right? So, you know, these are all significant challenges. I mean, I do think the supply chain issues will work themselves out by the summer, but in the meantime,
the labor issue is not going to work itself out. At least, well, it may to some degree. Here's what's really sad and sick, frankly, in my opinion, Chad, and that's that a lot of the labor problems have been created by the handouts from the government. I've got people who can't get their workers to come back this last week. There are no shows because they got a check. They got a big check from the government. They just didn't show up for work.
Yeah, we've heard the same thing. I mean, the bigger issue is the structural mismatches, right, that are out there in the system. But we hear about the unemployment insurance issue as well. And you know, we've talked over many episodes here about the skills gap and the struggle for manufacturers and finding talent. So that still is the number two issue.
Let me give you another little story. A friend of mine owns a company that does work in all over the area. His people drive trucks and heavy equipment. So he instituted a drug test because they were driving his vehicles all over the place. Half of his crew failed it. He lost half of his crew from a drug test.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
My point is that's another exacerbation of the labor shortage. You know, how do you do? And there's nothing punitive you can do, because when these people who don't come back because they got a check, when they decide to come back, these employers are going to have to take them because they got to have workers.
Yeah.
They can't just say you're fired, can they?
Yeah. It reminds me, you know, obviously, before the pandemic, we were in a tight labor market, remember?
And right.
We're faced with that issue quite a bit, you know, 50-year lows for the unemployment rate. That tight labor market situation, even though we're not there anymore, still seeing some real challenges for certain occupations and certain skills.
We need to all remember, folks, that we were in pretty close to halcyon days a year ago, and we were visited by an invisible invader from China. China allowed to happen, lied about it, and we got to make sure we never forget all the challenges we're having right now can be traced back to the Chinese Communist Party. We need to hold them accountable. We need to never not hold them accountable. They cannot prosper from this. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.